T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, God, I got to make dinner again. Mm-hmm. We're not alone there, right? Every time you turn around, somebody wants to eat in my house.
Constantly eating in my house, constantly.
Me too.
How much eating out at restaurants did we do before the pandemic?
More than we thought. I think we went out at least twice a week.
You did, and I think you were busier more, so you weren't thinking about food as much. Like, you were out of the house at least.
Yeah,
so
if you're hanging around the house all day, every time I walk through the kitchen, it's like, what's in the fridge?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So Sue took it upon herself to lead the charge, and she put the hammer down at home and said, I can't do this, I need help. So your two daughters and your husband Tom,
I may have said it a little bit more emotionally charged than that, but
yeah,
yes.
I think so.
Were there some naughty words used?
She put the hammer down
and said, everybody takes a turn. So last night was your husband's turn, and what's funny is, off the air, just between songs a second ago, Tom always comes down at some point in the morning to bring you a coffee, and he was just down to drop off a coffee, and on the Zoom call, Kendra and I were both like, bravo!
Nice job
on dinner last night.
No, he made beef shish kebabs, and you know, he had them on the skewers, and he grilled them outside, and
with
he had
like
all the
tomatoes and peppers. And
it looked amazing.
Mushrooms, like everything, and he made like a quinoa rice blend.
Yep.
That went on the side.
Very
so it
nice.
Was really, really good. And I was like, raising the bar, huh? Okay.
And that was
the
first night of somebody else making dinner in your house, right?
Yeah.
I like it. Because he did just what you said. He raised the bar. He set the standard up here.
Super high.
So that you can't do like frozen waffles.
Well,
and
my
now
kids
we have
are
the daughters.
Next. Yeah, my kids are next. We got Emma tonight, who claims she's making spaghetti and frozen meatballs. And then we've got Katie the next night, who says she's going to do taco night. So we will go in those tacos, Sue.
Let's go in those tacos.
Well, tacos are, you know, the thing about tacos is, especially in the summertime, you got to cook the chicken, or if you're going to cook ground beef, it heats up the kitchen. My daughter loves to cook. One of my daughters loves to cook. But every pot and pan comes out, every burner on the stove, and the oven is going and stuff. And if it's already 85 degrees outside,
it gets really warm.
Just the whole house gets hot. So what do you do in the summertime that accounts for that? Do you have go-to foods in the summertime that you'll try to steer your family members to if they're going to be making dinner?
Oh, always. For me, I'm always about lobster roll, a nice cold lobster roll. And sometimes I think I'm more of like the butter. Like the mixture of the butter. I know people are like mayonnaise-y or butter. I go butter.
So lobster roll, have you ever made a lobster roll? Or you
yes.
go get really?
No, we buy it.
You
at,
have?
Like even at Market Basket. Yeah, we'll get it. Like
lobster meat, or do you buy the lobster and then cook it yourself and then take it?
No, I can't put them in the pan. I have to get it already. Or I'll go to like a fish market and get like the already meat, like the thick pieces and nice chunky pieces and soak them in butter.
I'm all about the cold salads in the summer, like the orzo salad. Like I'll cook orzo and then put tomatoes, cucumbers, maybe some little chunks of like Colby cheese, and then I put and then I put salad dressing, like a three cheese Italian salad dressing,
so like
on
the
it.
Light, mm-hmm. not heavy.
The light,
thick.
Not heavy.
Yeah, that feels like summer right there, and you can eat all you want of that.
Well, I eat a lot of it.
I eat a big bowl. When you make the big bowl, you basically have no leftovers. It's like you just keep eating out of the big bowl.
What are you making this summer?
Probably grill a little bit, do some burgers and chicken or something like that on the grill. I'm a little more of a dessert guy, so it's ice cream or something like that.
You're a big ice cream fan.
Big ice cream guy, especially in the summertime.
But do you eat it more in the summer? Yeah, you must.
I think I do.
You eat it year-round.
Yeah.
Don't eat it year-round.
What's that?
You eat it year round.
Oh yeah, no, I do eat year round.
You eat it year round.
You love ice cream.
But in the summertime, so there's a little more of a chance that I'll be in a bathing suit. So I think this is what goes through my mind. I'll be eating like a half a pint of Ben and Jerry's from the carton, and I go, yeah, but I gotta get it in a bathing suit at some point this weekend.
You get to show off a little bit.
So,
yeah,
it's a little bit different.
That'll temper me a little bit, but not much.
You're so funny. But you won't do like watermelon or any of those cold things, right? Like
foods
outside.
Seeds.
Like
nothing with seeds. No,
he doesn't eat cucumbers, watermelon, anything with seeds. Nope. He's anti-seed.
Cucumbers have seeds. Oh, I guess some of them do.
Oh
yeah,
my
the
God,
farmers
cucumbers
ones.
Have seeds, yeah.
Will you eat a seedless one if you get those?
I think sometimes my wife will be good and she'll cut all the, pull all the seeds out with a spoon, you know, do that thing. But. It's a mental thing. Even if I know there's a possibility
so
there might be one in there, I'm like, oh, really? Put cucumbers in there? She tries.
I mean, watermelons have the big seeds, but I didn't realize cucumbers have seeds like that.
No, David, I already know. He will not eat. You eat most foods, I have to say. You have a really like varied palate, but you will not eat popcorn, watermelon, cucumbers.
What about corn on the cob?
Not a huge fan.
Oh, that's got to get in your
teeth.
You're not going to.
I'll have corn on the cob, but it gets in my teeth. And
you're going to have a value pack of dental floss.
It's probably got nothing to do with what it tastes like. It's all mental stuff. It's all a texture thing or something like that.
Yeah. No, it's annoying. Nope. It's a little bit annoying food. So.
None of that stuff.
Funny.
The Facebook post will go up. And what are your summer go-to foods? What are those foods that you really only eat between Memorial Day and Labor Day? Now is the time. So on the Facebook page, we'll put a post up, and in the comment section, you can let us know what we're missing out on.
There's always the flag cake.
Mm-hmm. Oh, flag
steamers.
Cake, yeah.
Steamers.
That's a good one.
Butter.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.